This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. COVID-19 is spreading rapidly through the state prison for men in Concord. Inmates say they have very little ability to social distance, and because New Hampshire's prisons only test inmates with symptoms and people who have had close contact with positive cases, they're worried the virus will spread unchecked. On Monday, I spoke by phone with inmate Zebediah Kellogg-Rowe. He says last spring, when he realized the coronavirus would likely find its way into the prison where he's lived for about a decade, he shrugged.
I don't want to be cavalier about it, but back last April, I kind of made peace with, I'm going to be exposed to an infectious agent. We'll see how my body deals with it. Hopefully, I won't get sick and die.
Kellogg-Rowe is 50 years old, and when we spoke, he was living in his usual pod of about 24 inmates. When one tested positive, that inmate was pulled from the pod. The rest quarantined together. And then Kellogg-Rowe's roommate began coughing, but there was nowhere he could go to keep his distance.
I can't proactively move to a healthy place. This is considered a healthy place now that they've moved the sick people out. And so I can't go say, I feel at risk.
Kellogg-Rowe doesn't know if his roommate was tested. He says mask compliance in the pod isn't great. And as recently as last week, Kellogg-Rowe was playing Monopoly as usual with his buddy in the common area.
I kind of decided that if I'm not the person to bring Corona onto the pod, and I'm not the one to give it to my roommate, I am willing to engage in risky behavior.
I spoke with four inmates at the men's prison in Concord this week, and all of them said they feel worried about the virus, but are unable to protect themselves from it. New Hampshire Department of Corrections Commissioner Helen Hanks declined our request for an interview. In a written statement, the DOC said it's following all CDC and state guidelines. Some inmates we spoke to said other inmates try to hide their symptoms because they don't want to be sent to quarantine, which is either in solitary confinement or in dorms or the gym, large areas where COVID-19 patients can spread apart. Inmate John Goslin says being in quarantine means leaving behind the friends and relative comforts of the pod, and inmates can't take any personal items with them.
The inmates aren't cooperating, you know, because they don't want to be punished, because it's like a punishment thing.
In a perfect world, that would not be the result of a positive test or of suspicion of symptoms.
Robin Malone is an attorney and president of the New Hampshire Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. She's been working with clients in prison during the pandemic.
In a perfect world, inmates would keep their belongings and would be housed humanely. To be clear, I'm not suggesting that the prison is doing anything intentionally inhumane. I think, again, it's out of necessity.
Malone says right now the prison's options for keeping inmates safe are limited. There simply isn't enough space to keep all inmates in separate cells all the time. And Malone says it's unclear if more isolation would be good for inmates' mental health, since they've already been denied in-person visits since March. She says she will be pushing for a compassionate release program of some kind.
We have to do something. It's going to get worse, and people are going to die.
The department reported its first COVID death yesterday of an inmate at the state prison for men. For privacy reasons, the DOC declined to confirm that person's identity. One woman I spoke to believes that inmate was her father, 72-year-old Ransford Lovely Jr. His death certificate shows COVID-19 as one of the causes of death on December 16th. Amanda Lovely says she was notified by a chaplain about an hour after he died. She says it had been hard to keep up a relationship with him while he was incarcerated. She says she didn't even know he was sick.
I just feel like I was robbed of any opportunity to say goodbye to him. He was treated like a third-class citizen or somebody who didn't matter in this world.
Lovely says her father had diabetes and high blood pressure, but would have lived longer if it weren't for COVID. She says she's reached out to Commissioner Hanks of the DOC, but has so far not received a response. Meanwhile, things for Zebediah Kellogg-Rowe have gotten worse since we spoke on Monday. In an email to me yesterday, Kellogg-Rowe says he tested positive for COVID-19 and is now quarantining with 18 other inmates. Peter Biello, NHPR News.